I would put it on a bun. You could fit the pickles. You could put pickles in the pickles.
You can fit the pickles in there. You can fit the pickles in there. Come on. Pickle chicken sandwich.
Take it away, John Friggin' Smith.
Welcome to the rabbit hole.
How did we end up on that rabbit hole?
Where all you knew is wrong. And rules are just suggestions.
I like the pipe.
Made up as we go along.
Shut up, Corn.
Fuck you.
And who knows what you'll find here. Maybe heaven or your worst fears. Whatever it may be, it's yours to keep forever.
Just in time. You've entered a rabbit hole. Please, go down further.
Where there's philosophy hidden within stupidity.
My nipples are sweating.
What are they doing to that chicken?
They're punching holes in it.
You know, I want to teabag Hank Azaria. He can make weird noises.
You're fucking weird.
You guys are horrible.
Bunyan ring? Like, I wouldn't eat those.
What the fuck? Hey.
Even if it was Paul Bunyan theme, like, you know what I mean? Like flannel onion rings or something like that. Like, yeah, I had a heart attack. Fuck you.
It's a sunny, shiny day.
Yeah. Fat people need love, too.
Well, thank you, John freaking Smith. Why is my voice all high-pitched like that? I don't know.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
You were just in time. And we...
the J&T Baggers.
I always have to hold my arms out like that, too. I'm sorry.
The trifecta?
It would be cool if we had that fucking Dragon Ball Z guy, though.
I was going for more like a Jesus effect. My children.
No, at the intro.
Yes, all the original three are back on. Did my voice just squeak when I said three? Three. That was weird. Yeah, they just came to be.
they dropped farther. That's what happens when you get old. That's why you see those 60-year-old, like, either white or black, actually, just deep, rascally sound like they smoked 10,000 fuckloads of cigarettes.
They're just sitting on their own balls.
Yep. You'd think it would create a falsetto.
How?
Yeah, musical terms there, Corn.
Balls.
Yeah. Actually, have you ever noticed one of those, them scratching their balls, and you're like, dude, you got something wrong with your junk, man. You got syphilis.
Fuck you, what dude? The fuck?
You don't get itchy balls?
You're not
yeah,
ever
I get itchy
itch?
Balls, but I do not need to get in them like that.
Oh, I get up in it. I get up in it in gym shorts at home.
Damn, you need to trim, bro.
Like, Regina will come in, what are you doing? I'm fucking itching my nuts.
Dude, it's... Fuck you, Corn. Don't you try to go shaming people for scratching their nuts, man.
Dude, come on, man.
On a hot, sweaty day, sometimes I lightly scratch my nuts when they don't even itch. Just because I'm bored and sitting there on a hot day. Hand goes down to the pan, down the pants, Al Bundy style.
Actually, one, you do
all
not...
All of a sudden, I'm rubbing, and then there's just a light scratch. Not scratching, just fucking...
You know,
like a tickle, but...
On a hot day, the least of an itching nuts is the least of your worries, all right? It's between your gooch where it hurts, okay? Right where your legs rub, right there, dude.
We're not talking about hurt. You don't itch hurt.
You don't scratch where it's already raw.
Yeah, dude, but...
Corn does. He's like a child.
The itch, you don't even notice the itch.
Your
you
chicken
more
pox
the
lasted
pain,
a month,
though.
Didn't they?
You know... And especially in the hot, sweaty day. When you sit down in your car, you get up, man. Or when you're walking.
My chick got fucking chicken pox as an adult.
What? What?
She got chicken pox.
Who?
As an adult.
Damn.
I know. It's hilarious. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
I didn't even know that.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. What? I was like, I've never even heard of a person that I actually like had met.
I'm like, how did you skip it as a child?
Exactly. I had that and measles or whatever they fucking were.
I didn't get the measles, but I got the chicken pox.
Yeah, I got a scar from a chicken pox.
That's because you fucking itch it when it's raw.
Yeah, I was about to say that was the whole point.
Yeah,
I fucking scratch the fuck out of that.
I can understand where your scratchiness, where you're like, you got something. If I see a chick, like, really scratching her cooter, like, really scratching it,
oh my God.
I'm going to think she has a problem.
That's a bit of a double standard, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but yeah, here's the equal out. When you get kicked in the nuts as a kid, what do you hit back on a chick? You don't kick them in the vagina.
Hit their boobs.
Exactly. No, so if she's scratching her boobs for days,
you don't judge her?
No, not at all, because of the sweat line. When you're thinking of something like your balls, it's kind of like the close equivalent for a woman would be the boobs, I guess, because they sit there and they hang. Your balls sit there and they hang. That's what makes them itch, because they get a little sweaty, they're uncomfortable, and you just start itching your shit.
What happens if you don't hang?
Then you got weird nuts.
Well, your nuts are just in constant shrivel?
No, I was talking about small titties.
Oh, no, yeah, small titties itch too, dude. Yeah. You gotta think, a bra is holding them in, so underneath where a bra's lining is, that shit's itchy. It makes sweat.
Scratch the cougar's boobs, she'll purr.
Yeah, she actually would dig the shit out of that. That's why when a girl has you take off her bra, if you're just taking it off, you're not actually planning on doing something sexual, they will ask you to, like, rub or scratch their back real quick. That's usually why. It's itchy.
And those are sex moves from Norman Blunt's.
You're welcome. No, that's love lifestyle moves. It's one of those, like, you're just going to have to deal with shit like that.
Tiger Durgan just learned about boobs.
Yeah, like, you would think
boobs.
You would
know what boobs are like.
Obviously not.
They itch, buddy.
Yeah.
Just like
but
balls.
But if they're going for
that, they're probably putting marks on them.
Corn, if you're scratching... Here's another one just for men. If you're scratching just your balls, that's okay. But if you're sitting there scratching the head of your penis...
Yeah. You're scratching at the head of your penis?
If you're scratching that, you have a fucking problem.
If you're
problem.
Scratching your pee hole, that's just... Ow.
Yeah, there shouldn't... Well, if you gotta scratch the
what about crabs?
Your pee hole...
What about crabs?
Okay, pubic region can be itchy sometimes if you're working and you're getting a lot of sweat in that area.
Yeah. Or if you're like me and you're fucking, you wear a belt, but it's still your pants still start to sag a little bit, and now your fucking shit's pressing up against your goddamn
pubes.
Yeah.
And then it's like that steel wool brush style shit, and it just starts hurting after a while if you don't fucking itch it off
when I get home and fucking. I pretty much belt off. Basketball shorts, nut scratcher. Huh?
Yeah, because I mean, I might have straight-ish hair.
Cold air blowing up the basketball shorts. Let me slip into something more comfortable.
You guys ever seen Don't Mess With The Sohan?
Yeah, my bush is like that sometimes. Imagine tying that down. Just tie it down all day, and then see if it wouldn't be better if you just, like, fluff it up.
So it's like a pillow.
Yeah. The women, they love the bush.
Oh, if you scratch your nuts after a shower and you got the AC on and you're still a little wet, that's how good dreams happen, I think. Fall asleep scratching your nuts all cool-like and shit.
Dude, I haven't manscaped in a long-ass time, so... Speaking of the shower, last time I jumped out of the shower, I parted my hair. Like, straight up, like...
Why?
As if it was on my head. Just because. I said, fuck it, just to see what it would look like. Don't do that.
Okay, that brings a question.
It kind of looks like pussy lips when they spread out. Just with a big old dick coming through compared to a big clitoris.
He took pictures. He took pictures and sent them to his wife. Like, imagine if I just chopped off my dick right now.
Give me a vagina. Corn, you had a question?
Hey, how many years do you have to be with somebody until you can actually sleep nude with them?
Never. I don't like being nude. Here's my creep out with being nude. Okay, I've had, like, situations when I'm in boxers and I get butt floss with my fucking... with my blanket, where it's just comfortable. It's just so comfortable to sleep with something in between your legs.
These aren't post-shower sleep sessions either, I imagine. These are dirty.
End of the day, I'm done.
I'm picturing, like, on Aladdin during fucking the fucking genie song, there's a part he like grabs a towel and he's fucking just rubbing his ass, doing the old okay, fucking towel.
Kind of like that, wife. But you still have clothes on, right?
Yeah.
If I sleep naked all the time, I'm going to do that in the middle of my sleep without me knowing. I'm going to get shit on my blanket. I don't care who you are. You can clean your asshole to where it's bleach cleaned. You start butt flossing your blanket, it's going to get in your hole. You can't clean the inside of your hole.
That's nasty.
That's why you don't
stop
sleep
butt
naked.
Flossing your fucking blanket. That's so disgusting. That seems so like, it just seems so wrong. Just to,
but see, the problem I have, dude, if you're sleeping nude, man, is like, what happens if some shit happens, dude? Like an earthquake, say. We live in California.
what kind of earthquake are we talking? Like San Andreas, the movie, or just like normal?
I'm just picturing Cord like a nude Super Mario up. Before the mushroom and shit trying to run out of his house. Jumping over
shit. Yeah, like knocked up kind of earthquake. Right?
Literally, it's just... He's gonna look like fucking Wee Man, man.
Now we gotta do a video of him running through his house. Not butt naked, but like something hanging over his dang dang. And then he hits a mushroom and Carter pops up.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta put your brother in brown face.
Yep. No one ever talks shit on brown face. I can pull it this Halloween.
Yeah, I'm afraid of fucking sleeping in the nude. What if something happened?
I'm too fat to sleep in the nude. That's nasty.
Dingling's hanging out.
What if a spider comes up?
I don't even take off my shirt when I'm fucking.
I do. I like skin on skin.
Well, you see, you're not fat, though. I don't like seeing my own boobs jiggling.
I'm not gonna lie. The only reason I take off a shirt to have sex now is just because it's one of those that gets uncomfortable holding it up.
It does.
That's the only reason. It has nothing to do with, like, skin on skin. I understand that. Yeah, it feels good sometimes, but if you wear a t-shirt, have you ever seen a gun with the silencer? Yeah. It's the same thing. It really is when you think about it, because your t-shirt's silencing out the slapping motion of your pelvics. So you pull the t-shirt up and all you hear is hard. So sometimes it's better to have the silencer.
So if the kids are at home, you make sure you keep the t-shirt on.
Yeah, but then it gets wet. You have to wash your t-shirt.
Awesome.
So, I mean, do you have to explain bleach stains later on to a child, or do you want him to hear exactly what's going on?
See, before I lost my snooze in the room, dude, I didn't give a fuck, dude. I checked the fucking trailer, dude. I didn't care. That whole slapping motion, it was just a natural part of those night sounds we have in my house.
Corn goes up to this brother's doors and just puts his ear on and just like, yeah, he's got a good rhythm tonight.
It's a trailer.
Hey, listen to some music because it'll give you good rhythm.
No. That's why, dude, we all learned in my house, dude. You either turn up the TV really loud or you play some fucking music, man. And that's how it is living with your brothers.
You have some asshole in the back just playing Battlefield, not shooting at all, not even scoring, not moving, somehow hasn't got kicked for being idle, but you just hear all guns.
Yeah,
that's fucked up. Smashing on it. Wow,
there's 4 grown men in that place.
Well, now I lost my snooze in the room, so now I did it. I've been taking refuge out in the street.
You've been fucking in the streets?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's actually one of those, once you get, when you get older, you want to experience some different things. Yeah, that 70s show talk.
Where the fuck are you going?
Parks. Parks are a good place.
No, dude, I have a field, man. Right across, and plus I have a neighbor with a really big-ass yard, so...
He's just cool with you going in the yard and fucking?
It's okay, he doesn't notice it.
He comes out and he just sees ass cheeks. Do you know how pit? I would not be friends with you after that. Like, if
wow,
I
can't, yeah, that's coming from the truth.
What were you going to say? Were you going to say you know how pale Corn's ass probably is? Because I was thinking the same thing.
No, first of all, I've seen Corn's ass. Not by choice. It was the whole caveman night. But yeah, he got a pale butt.
Secondly,
no, I would be so upset because it's one of those like, dude, What the fuck? Like,
it's not in your house.
I'm only saying if I came out and saw your ass cheeks, okay?
Why are you like, white purr? Want to take a picture? Last song.
Okay,
but then again, you're my friend, though, so I'd be like, yeah. How am I doing?
I would probably be a lot pissed, but just say cover up or something at that point. Like, so dude, pissed off you don't want to do anything. Just like, cover up.
Dude, we're friends. That's what friends do.
Get a blanket. Shit.
Are you going to be a cock block?
No, I'm going to tell you to get a blanket, though.
Oh, what a cock block.
I don't want to see it.
Then don't look.
This is ancient Rome.
You have a house, man. You don't have to be looking out in the backyard.
Wow.
See, it would be super uncomfortable if we did it like the apartment. If I came out and you were on my patio banging, I would be pretty pissed off.
That's different. In the alley, though, I mean, there's some gray area right there.
I would pour water on him if I came out and he was just fucking on my patio.
If it was the alley, there is a gray area.
There is a gray area.
Is I might throw a firecracker at you, not knowing it's you.
Stop it, you dirty kids.
No, get out of here, you fucking tweaking punks.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Horny little methed up coke dealers.
Whoa, if you're selling meth, you're not selling coke, then. I'll tell you that.
So, you're selling coke to get meth.
One of my coworkers at this new job, actually, he's been in this town a long time. I can tell just because he made a joke. He said something about like, oh yeah, you know, I had a dark time for a few years there. Speed's a hell of a drug. Yeah,
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Hell of a drug, like, you're right, man. You know, I had some crazy. What the fuck? I didn't know how to respond. I just kind of like chuckled and kept going. Like, please don't elaborate. I don't want to know the things you did.
That's one of those I hate that happening, where it's like a lot of people who have done drugs try to share the experience. I understand it's like a coping mechanism for some people, but stop.
Mostly because their stories all have a little bit of, like, a cop-out in them to try to, like, make them seem a little bit, make it seem justified. It's like, yeah, I was so high, man, I broke into this guy's house and stole his fucking money. But, I mean, he owed me money. Not, like, him directly, but somebody of the same race as him stole from me, like, 2 years before. So I was totally justified. But, yeah, I was high as hell.
Oh, I stuck up with 7-Eleven. I was in a different state, but I mean, they banned me at that one. I couldn't go there.
I can still go to this one.
A lot of speed leads to panhandling.
Yeah.
Which is the definite problem.
That should be the difference right there. Anybody that tries to compare weed to the fucking harder drugs, think about this. If you find a pothead that doesn't have a job, likely because of drug testing. Not because he actually screwed it off and he's just going to fucking go beg for shit.
Not because he spent 4 days on a fucking good one.
Yeah, and lost his job.
Yeah, because he didn't show up for 3 days after that straight. Everyone has suspected he might be dead.
Yeah. That's the difference. I've never heard of anybody going on like a 4-day fucking weed binge and disappearing.
If I had the money.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If I had the money, do you know how long I would live out in the wilderness?
Just getting weeded out? Just smoking.
Come to town only to buy weed and then go hang out in nature. Like, fuck it, dude. Buy food and everything.
I would try to hunt if I'm gonna be in the wilderness and shit, but I'm gonna go into town to get like Fritos and shit.
Dude, if I'm like stupid Elon or whatever Musk money, like the dude from Tesla, like that stupid rich, I'm living on a mountain. I'm like not owning the mountain either. I'm just living in some forest shack.
I know you had to have seen that video then, huh?
Oh, where he was smoking weed with Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, how do you think he comes up with that shit? Sorry, but a lot of smart-ass people did drugs so they could come up with a different thought process about it.
We're planning a mushroom trip here in the coming months.
Look at the dude that created fucking goddamn drugs of any sort. Smart move. Horrible for some people, but smart move, though. They still created something that was crazy as fuck.
Although, Korn doesn't seem very mind-expanded from doing acid, so I'm not gonna...
Korn's a horrible example.
Of all of them.
Okay, man. Acid's a trip, man.
Korn...
You have to be in a different state for that shit.
Broke. That's the problem. You gotta get a lot of money and then do drugs to actually get, like, a spiritual awakening of real sorts, because then you can go spend your money on shit that you feel is spiritual to you now. Like, oh, I'm gonna go donate $20,000 to this random church just fucking cuz.
God damn it. That means if we go out on a shroom trip, I'm likely gonna start buying dashikis and growing my fro.
You're gonna be woke now?
Straight up.
Don't wear that seatbelt. Seatbelt was invented by the white man.
Oh my god, dude. See, that particular type of character that we've seen in movies is proof that even black people sometimes roll our eyes when it gets too heavy on that shit. Like, come on, dude. Really? Let's not make everything goddamn evil. Although, I mean, everything white is pretty.
Hey, some people take that shit very, very seriously, and it's, like, kind of bullshit.
What?
I've met some older black people that were fucking racist towards white people. I've worked for a few, too, and it's like, you're a fucking douchebag, dude. Like, you of all people should not be goddamn racist. You should see how ignorant fucking racism is and understand not to do that.
That's just weird hearing a white guy say that.
Hey, it sucks. Hey, white people finally can actually say it sucks to get fucking racism thrown in the face.
Awesome.
Wow.
It only took like 200 years for, you know, white people to not be 100% trusted anywhere, including with other white people.
Yeah, seriously, white people keep dropping the ball on other white people and on... Mm-hmm. Jesus.
They're dropping the ball everywhere.
They're all getting disbanded, basically.
It's chaos, man. It's chaos. It's destruction. It's pain.
Yeah, I would go live in a fucking wilderness area for fucking ages. Just be like, yeah, I have all the money in the world. You know what I said? I said, fuck it. I want to go get stoned in the trees. I'll be gone for 7-8 days at a time, sometimes months, who cares?
Dude, I would really love to smoke in a treehouse.
I want to smoke in an actual treehouse, not these things you see on TV, the super treehouses.
The extravagant, the house, yeah.
Yeah, like actual homes. Those things are badass, I'm not going to lie on that. They're fucking sick.
They're also annoying. Like, white people have gotten to that point.
Without a paddle treehouse.
Yeah.
Where it's like peaceful and actually still of nature. You cut a perfect piece of lumber to use as a fucking floorboard, that's not nature anymore, buddy. I mean, like, stick fucking floors. Yeah. Like Ewok Village for adults.
And just bake up. I feel like the Ewok Village would catch fire if you were to fall asleep with a blunt in your hand.
You'd be fine. Everything's damp. Even the wood that used for the floors is still damp. Yeah. It's always fucking wet there. You're good.
Hell, even without a paddle, it started raining.
Yeah, so you're good. You're going to be fine all the time. And a Bic only takes a few minutes to dry out.
Strangely, I would have banged them hairy bitches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hair and all.
Mm-hmm.
I would have used it, too.
Yeah, especially it gets cold at night, man.
I don't know if you guys would say that anymore after seeing what I've seen. Have you ever seen a woman use a hair condom?
What?
Her hair was so fucking long, she wrapped it around the dude's wiener and used it as a condom.
What kind of hair? Which body part hair?
Her head hair.
Head hair.
It came down so far.
It, like Rapunzel and shit.
She wrapped it around... Was it a giant black one? The cock, not the hair.
No, it was a giant white dude.
Well, I'm talking about the cock specific.
Wait, she was getting fucked with her hair?
She used her own hair as a condom for a wiener to go inside of her.
and it wasn't pulling her hair at all?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't listen to porn.
Did the carpet match the drapes since they were right next to each other?
There was no carpet. There was only drapes. Wow. But I assume so. It was like jet black hair.
Well, I guess when the drapes go all the way down to the floor, you don't need the goddamn carpet.
Yeah, porn's crazy. They went that far.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Wow. I don't know if you want to actually use the hair.
Wow.
I'm talking about leg hair. Arm
hair. What are you going to do with like, your arm hair? That sounds even worse. It sounds like you're getting a calf.
I'm
going to
braid it while I'm fucking.
But see, I just needed some clarification, dude. I was like, wait, her leg hair is being wrapped around the dude's wiener?
No, that would be.
The girl's vagina hair is being wrapped around the dude's wiener? What the fuck? What's going on here?
I can see vagina hair getting that long, though.
That's creepy. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, I just needed some clarification.
That looks like that just makes it look like you're just being eaten at that point.
Yeah, it looks like a black hole, like the ending of a black hole. If you have vagina hair like that, because you have the hole in the back, like the front side, what would actually be the inside of the vaginal canal or whatever, that'd be the face of it, and then the pubes would be twisted in a way,
yeah,
where it looks like a black hole.
You've seen South Park that they're 10 foot long and have razor sharp teeth or whatever. I don't know if it was a South Park movie.
Oh, talking about vaginas.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever saw
that. Wasn't it Mr. Garrison explaining it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some aliens are like, you don't want that. They're 10 foot long and then they have racist sharp teeth. I think they're talking about old school hairy vagina, dude.
Like, dude. I think that might be a fashion trend, like maybe 15 years from now, pussy extensions.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I recently saw a video. I'm hoping it was just a joke and a gag, but armpit extensions. Yep.
On girls?
Yeah.
Why, have you guys seen the unibrow thing yet?
No, that better not be a thing.
Chicks are fucking using like shit to make unibrows now instead of just like letting them grow.
What?
There's a whole bunch of stupid extensions. What are they making? There was finger extensions where they were putting hair on their fingers.
What do you mean hair on their fingers?
Like, yeah, like off the nail pretty much.
Gross.
Oh, how do you eat with that?
Okay, here is a question for any of our lady fans if we have any of those. Girls with long nails, is it a myth? Do you sometimes not get shit under your... do you not get shit under your nail when you wipe?
Ew.
Let's be real. The girls with the super long nails, when you wipe your ass, there's no way in fuck you're not getting some version of shit underneath your nails. And then you go eat with those.
Ew.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter if you wash your hands, dude. It's not right.
No
underneath.
One's going underneath their nails and scraping that shit.
Yeah, nobody's grabbing that fucking shit with the toenail clippers, you know, that digs the shit out of there.
That's disgusting. You guys are both disgusting.
Another thing, what's the name of that thing?
There's too many health code violations happening in here.
Oh, they always called it the fucking...
toenail scooper thing. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the fucking toe jam shit.
That's not for toe... Toe jam's in between your toes.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I know that.
Corn just learned a new fact. He's learning about boobs and toe jam this week.
This is weird.
What have
now.
We been smoking today? What is fucking us up like this? Fuck, I don't even know. Gelato, that's what it is. It is a hybrid, yes. It's probably why it's got us all giggly. Googly.
Corn has a haircut. Makes him look like a Korean gay dude.
Like, seriously, like, you don't look like one of those Fast and Furious types of Asians. You look like one of those, like, you do somebody's hair types of Asians.
You kind of look like a less alien version of Manny Pacquiao.
No way. You're turning into your dad, man. It's all good.
Wait, what?
He's looking like Audie every day.
I don't know if that's supposed to be an insult or what the fuck is that supposed to be?
You got your chin lined up. Uh-huh. Why?
I've never had a barber touch my face.
Actually, it's what happens when you're older, though.
Fuck you, Corn. Quit. Okay, Can we just point this out? He's been saying this all fucking night now. It just happens when you get older. It happens when you get older. Shut the fuck up.
Somebody fucking does it, then other yourself.
You had another man shave your fucking face?
Yes, I
did. You little bitch.
No, well, I like it.
I can kind of understand what he was saying earlier about milk. He switched to 2% after a while. Fucking, what was the other one? There was another one that you were like, yeah, it doesn't happen really. Oh, heartburn. That's just me personally. I didn't realize that until I got older. I was like, damn, this sucks ass. And just,
Under 25-year-olds, when you get to a certain age, under 25 just looks like baby.
But corn?
That one was fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's about grooming, man.
Did you get it? Did they use a straight razor?
No.
Then that'd shut awesome, the though. Fuck up.
You're not awesome. A man. You are
if
not a man.
If you're going to a barber shop and you get your face shaved, nah, you get I'm it shaved a like a dude. Man. If you got a dude.
Why do you say it like that? You sound like a woman right there. I got a dude.
I got a guy.
He treats me right.
That's right.
You feel like a woman.
Leaves more you clean.
Than woman.
Makes you feel alive again. You can walk outside your door and not feel embarrassed.
More than a woman to me.
Oh, I didn't shave today.
Corn. Without a straight razor, you're not a man.
Hey, man.
If he brings out clippers, anything like that, guess what? You could do that at the end of the day.
Did he do yourself? The wax thing,
yeah.
Corn?
Yeah, looking like you.
Corn, did he do
the wax? I don't constantly. I don't have to. I don't have that much face wear.
Did he do the wax thing?
No wax thing.
You've seen that shit, right? The little fucking thin wax strips that they're using to shave men's faces and make Corn, them look extra gay.
Corn, I'll give you the one thing that makes it to where if you do this, I don't know, this might be drawing the line of being friends. If you get your fucking eyebrows done.
Actually, there's some guys that actually do it. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong
with
you?
Your brother does it.
Like, why do you want to, I don't know, dude. Even plucking your eyebrows, dude, even when that was like a thing back in the day, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, Eddie Alvarez, the UFC fighter, could easily beat my ass, but he waxes his eyebrows. I don't know if I could take him, but that makes it seem like I can. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I was never into fucking waxing my eyebrows, man.
Don't ever do that, please. Like, pluck it, you know, if you want to, whatnot.
No, don't even pluck them.
Get if you just you, make sure there's two.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, Corn. I have to pluck mine too, though.
You pluck your eyebrows?
I get one if I don't. I get eyebrow. All
right.
Unibrow hard.
Right.
Like Eastern European.
It's not all right, Gordon.
It's not. Because you know what happens?
People look at you funny.
Yep. They don't look at your eyes. It's like fucking
if you're
Wolf
not Anthony
Street.
Davis, you're just a... Wait, is that his name?
Yeah,
the Anthony fucking, Davis. Yeah. If you're not Anthony Davis, you're not allowed to have a unibrow.
His unibrow's like insured.
Yeah, he was not on fucking actually, Barbershop 3. And the first thing Cedric the Entertainer said was fucking, let me get that eyebrow for you. Nope. Nobody touches my unibrow. Hardcore. That's hardcore.
Like, he has a perfect caterpillar right there.
I don't have to worry about that.
And he gets bitches.
Yeah, he does.
I'll bet he makes them lick the fucking uni.
No. Like, maybe when he's in the West mustache.
Lick the middle of my motherfucking unibrow.
Just the middle?
Just the middle. Just get that space between... There ain't no space between.
Lick
exactly.
It.
How would you react if a girl licked your cheek?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't find it sexual. I find it more playful.
I find it creepy. You're about to... Don't taste me.
Is she trying to be sexual or is she being playful, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she comes up and is like...
I imagine if she was being playful or tasty or sexy, it looks like it's the same way.
No.
How would you do it if you're playful?
You lick them and make noise while you do it. Like, ah! I do it all the time.
Oh, you lick her?
I lick Regina right across her forehead just to piss her off. I also drink soda. And then as soon as that's done, I go and kiss her forehead so it leaves the soda stash on her. And she gets pissed off about that too.
You're an asshole. Why don't you drink a glass of milk right before you go down on her?
That's nasty. That's two things that seem like instant throw up.
Can we stop? Red I need a drink.
Who drinks milk like that? You're a sick fuck, dude. If you drink milk and then eat a girl out, you're sick as fuck.
You know, I've gone to like fucking taking a drink out of something really cold and then fucking putting your nipple in my mouth. That's as far as I've gone, though.
Just the look on Corn's face, though, when that was. He got frozen. He was frozen in time. That was nice.
You can take a drink of something afterwards, right before, but it better not be fucking milk. Like, that's weird and disgusting. That offends me as a person if you do that.
What? Leave a milk mustache on her fucking...
If you just drink milk right before going down on her, that's horrible. Who cares about the milk mustache? That's disgusting. That's like certain things you don't do. You don't drink orange juice and fucking brush your teeth just because it tastes fucking weird and nasty.
I do it.
Shut the fuck You're up. You're
Mexican. Everything you don't has orange juice in it.
I love the zest in that shit.
He puts Lemon Pledge in his toothpaste.
Yes, I do. I'm not a fan of cinnamon toothpaste, though. What kind of weird fuck are you?
Oh my god.
There's certain things that are disgusting. Like, can you imagine milk and tasting cum?
You're both creamy.
You're making it worse. You haven't helped this at all. Like, see, here's the thing. Whipped cream is similar to milk in certain ways. See, like, but you like, could do that.
It's almost like cheese or sour cream.
Oh my god. I see someone lick cheese off of a vagina punching you in the face. If I try it myself, I'm gonna kill myself. Like,
okay, so can we say that milk's not so bad now? Because he just named two way worse things to bring down to the vagina realm, dude. Come on.
Okay, milk is the starting of this horrible list.
If Corn has a nacho cheese mustache...
If you ever do that and I even hear about it, I'm slapping you upside the head. Like, at least one time. You're not going to know about it. I'm just going to be, you nasty motherfucker. Like, your mother taught you better than this. Here's the thing. There's a lot of shit you shouldn't be doing right before. I would say, you know how, like, they have the terrorist alert where it's, like, just semi, and then they're like, oh, shit, 9/11? Sour cream would be 9/11. Nacho cheese is, like, Oklahoma City bombing.
I don't know why I turned it to nacho cheese.
That's so disgusting. First of all, cheese in general, eating it off a vagina, that just sounds like...
That sounds horrible. It sounds like you're making cheese. It's like bringing sand to the beach.
Yeah, you don't...
And we hope we're not offending any of those people that are into eating while they're having sex.
If you're eating cheese...
If you're eating cheese off of a vagina... You're a horrible human
People
being.
Like
and
it.
Send us a picture.
Okay. We sent text. If you're interested
that's,
in this.
That's 951-394-3420. Oh,
cracker out of a vagina.
That's not so bad. When you start going deeper into fermented dairy products, that's when it seems pretty bad.
Cottage cheese.
You get the fuck out of here.
That's the ender.
If
that's
you get a goddamn new... cheese ball.
Eat it out.
And scrape it and wipe it on her. You're nasty, Corn. You have a problem. Why'd you bring up cheese?
Well, one time when I was in high school.
He's trying to make pussy nachos, talking about cheese and sour cream.
Wait. This was a thing in the news, and I'm pretty sure both of you remember it. Do you remember when that chick was, like, sneaking all those things up her snatch?
Yeah.
She got caught shoplifting from a store, and they actually had to have a cop, like, help her get the shit out of her vagina. All of it was breakfast food. Would you still eat it?
Yeah.
You would eat cheese out the vagina?
Who said cheese was a breakfast food?
You put cheese on eggs?
When you say breakfast food...
Yeah, but did she actually have cheese?
I think so. It was eggs, bacon, cheese.
She fit bacon in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
She pulled it out the package, rolled it up, and shoved it in.
Oh my god. Oh, dude, that's probably some sweet bacon.
Yeah. My mouth's watering.
That's better than fucking candied bacon.
Oh. You're going to taste a hint of piss.
That's okay.
In your bacon.
It'll sizzle off.
This is coming from the master chef.
I'm an expert in this field, man. Don't worry about it.
One time I was in high school, right?
Oh, God.
And this is like, all right.
this is when girls actually started being a little bit more open about fucking, like, fucking sucking dick and shit.
She told you to eat that pussy like a wet burrito.
No, so I was, like, fucking in class, and I heard these bitches talking about sucking dick. And then she's like, yeah, you can do that. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I need to put some lemon and some chili on that shit, you know, right before I put it in my mouth. I don't think I'd be down with putting chili on my fucking dick, dude. Or
chili on my dickhead, I'm knocking him the fuck out.
How Mexican is that?
She needs to add hot sauce.
How stink is your dick that she needs to add fucking hot sauces? No,
she wants some flavor on that fucking salami, dude. That's what she wants, dude. On that fucking weenie that she usually just rips out of that package and puts it in her mouth, dude. She would rather put some hot sauce and some lemon on that shit.
Okay, here's my thing.
Any condom companies out there, there is a demographic. We've heard it here. For spicy condoms. Spicy, salty, Mexican-flavored condoms.
No, okay, as a matter of fact...
Just put hot Cheeto powder on my dick.
No, don't let that out there. Don't give them that.
Yeah, dude. Stop. Shut up.
Lemon hot Cheeto flavored condoms.
No, let's take off with this.
I will pick up a Mexican in 5 minutes.
The lime ones hot Cheetos.
Lime hot Cheeto fucking...
Hot Cheeto lime
condoms. Hot Cheeto lime condoms, dude.
This isn't about picking them up. This is about the one that you're in a relationship with.
You poke a hole in that fucking condom right there.
Oh, have seven babies. Sour cream. What's up?
Yeah. Suck my dick like an enchilito.
Have you guys ever eaten anything off a woman?
No.
Nope.
No sauces, no, no nothing.
That's nasty.
No chocolate.
Don't be a menace to society shit.
You never put Kuwait on that bitch?
You never put chocolate on a chicken, licked it off. You never put whipped cream on a chicken, licked it off.
No.
You never put honey on a chicken, licked it off.
I'm not wasting food.
Yeah.
Icy, squeezy, the squeezies from Icy, the squeeze tube candy shit, that's bomb. So you're not just tasting straight veg.
What
are you, gay?
That's what I do.
Hey, you ever have candy veg?
Nope.
I don't want candy veg because it's already candy veg as
if
going
if
down.
If you've
on
never
it.
Tried it, how can you knock it?
It sounds like you've never tried pussy, so how do you knock
it? Yeah, it sounds like you've never fucking tried.
You always gotta add something.
Yeah, unflavored pussy, man.
Look, oh my god. He needs some unsweetened pussy.
Yeah, I was about to say. Do you see where this goes back to?
Okay,
to sweet
we
tea?
Seriously have to start like recording our pre-recording sessions or something, dude. Because this shit connects. We're connecting jokes to pre-game.
Yeah, because
the shit goes full circle. How does this shit keep happening?
I can eat pussy without any what would that be? What would it be called? Accessories?
Unflavored.
No. Fucking additives?
Natural.
Yeah, I can eat pussy without additives.
But without fucking edible underwear, man?
I've never eaten edible underwear.
It's like fruit roll-ups is what
flakes.
I'm told.
Did you just say pussy flavor flakes?
No, I said red pepper.
No, I've never... See, it's never... You don't eat real food off a bitch. You don't be like, hey, I want to eat that hot dog off
that
snack.
You don't pour gravy on her?
Would you put a strip of fruit roll-up from her ass to her vagina, TJ?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of eating it, I would lick dissolve it.
Oh, that was awesome.
You licked through all the way to where there's nothing left yet.
I would get a fruit by the foot and wrap it around my dick.
Ooh. That sounds like fun, actually. See?
That's a way better condom than hair. Well,
okay, here's the other thing. Have you ever had anything eaten off of you?
No.
Sticky things shouldn't go on your dick. Your dick already gets sticky.
Unless you count like me eating chips and then rubbing my dick and then she sucked it and maybe tasted a little Cool Ranch.
Nacho cheese.
That sounds like a bad...
Okay, corn? God damn you with the cheese, man. Well,
you
quit
both just spit out the top
man.
Two Doritos fucking names. Yeah, like, you guys talked about chips and that's the only chips you guys think of is Doritos.
Yeah. That's the one that puts the lot of powder on your goddamn finger.
Yeah, that's the only thing that matters to me, though, too.
The Hot Cheetos one, I would know that because she'd be fucking making me eat Hot Cheetos every time she sucks my dick.
Come here. Grab this bag.
Okay, here's a bag of hot Cheetos. I want you to eat that and then go jerk off. Don't shower. Don't wipe anything either.
That's a dirty girl right there.
You use the nut to stick some more of that hot Cheeto powder.
Yeah, no guy should be sticking dicky or sticky, sticky dicky shit. No, just Cool Whip, I guess, but stay away from like anything that can be super sticky. Caramel can be super sticky. That icy squeeze shit, don't put it on your dick. Because guess what? After you're done coming, you can wipe the cum away. That shit's still sticky, and you get hair on your dick. It's not good.
Ow.
I've gotten, the farthest that you ever gotten was fucking chlorine, man.
You put chlorine on your dick?
No, I was in the pool.
Oh. I was like, you put chlorine directly on your dick and then fuck someone, you are a dick.
I was in the pool, man. But yo, I always wondered, is that uncomfortable for them?
I would imagine so, because it seems like there's water going in and out of their vagina.
I don't know.
But there's plenty of them that do it. Hell, there's full-on underwater porn.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Real sex, wet and wild. Great episode.
I hate you. I would wait for the Girls Gone Wild infomercials when I was in summer vacation just to beat it off.
Corn, yeah. Everyone did that.
If you didn't do that, you're not American.
You can't jack it to a censored logo?
Hey, some of the... No, when you watch the ones that weren't just the when they were the full-on promo. Yeah, the paid programming.
It would just be tiny little...
Yeah, you could see clips of them making out and shit. You could find something to work with. You had to wait an hour sometimes.
Yep.
Like, all right, all the good stuff's like in the last 10 minutes of this promo. I know this.
This is a very
this
sexual...
This is the whole reason I'm up at 4 in the morning. I don't have to be up till 7.
This is a very sexual, selfish, driven hatred for a single person on this world. I hate Dave Attell. Not as a person, but because he had a show called on Comedy Central. Yes. And when they got their fucked up programming sometimes on DirecTV, they would say paid program. The one that was at the 4 to 4:30 slot was always fucking Girls Gone Wild. Insomniac started creeping in.
Yeah.
And started taking that spot for a second, and I started hating him because my Wacket Sessions had to go to a different fucking platform. Yeah. I was like, you know, fuck Dave Attell. I don't care how angry he gets, how many cigarettes he smokes on stage. This guy's a fucking asshole. He's dicking around with my dicking around.
Yeah. Fucking douche.
Yeah, you can jack it to infomercials. Dude, you could jack it to fucking Not Another Teen Movie if you really wanted to.
Okay, but I didn't like the Call Live Girls Now.
That one was annoying.
They were annoying, but when there wasn't anything else to jerk off to, there was chicks in bikinis to jerk off to. But I know what you mean because it was pretty annoying. Because it was just like, dude, I know none of these bitches.
Okay, here's the other thing that sucks about that one. When you would find a magazine porn, clip it, and it was one of those. You ever tried to jack it to that?
Just that one picture? Yeah.
And you're like, this sucks. Yeah, it says 1-800 in the corner. I can't even see half her body. It just shows, like, pixelated tits.
You know what would be, like, the biggest waste of jerk-off time? An entire episode of Taxi Cab Confessions with no nudity.
Oh, yeah, with no titties.
Oh, my God.
The reason why you might actually want to watch that...
Was there titties in Taxi Cab Confessions?
Yeah, oh, dude, there was an episode I remember very well because it was early on in Wacket days, HBO whacking it, and I was watching and fucking there was a couple in the back seat. All of a sudden, the chick just pulls out her tits, starts rubbing them. Small tits, but next thing you know, the dude's going down on her in the fucking back seat. Like, all right, well, that's how you do it in the taxi cab. Driver didn't make no fucking note about it; just kept on going.
Had something to tell his wife when he got home. I have to steam clean my car tomorrow. They made love stains all over. It got on the window.
She peed. Oh, I don't know if she actually... I'm just...
See, that's why I'm also not comfortable with fucking sleeping naked. What happens with a woman? She gets her clam snail trails all over. You wake up with a fucking pillow stuck to your face. You're like, this is stupid. Welcome to dry nut in your face, corn. You want to sleep naked.
You are disgusting.
Do you guys remember any of those softcore porn films you guys ever saw?
Yeah, I remember a lot of
Cleavage
them.
Cleavage Field?
E. Cleavage Field?
Busty
Cops.
Yeah.
Well, there was the ones on the Netflix, too. Ghost in a TV bikini. Zombie strippers.
They don't have that on Netflix no more, huh?
No, they got rid of it.
Wow.
There was one, it was like Wild West, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Hey, there were titties.
There was a pirate one, wasn't there? Yeah, there was. It was something about booty.
They got rid of that shit.
I think it was like Treasure Booty or some shit like that.
That was when we were streaming on our Xbox 360s.
Yeah. Why does it sound like we were watching porn together when we weren't? Because we saw each other.
We conveniently might have actually been whacking it at the same time. Because when you think of it, we played games to the point where we were playing games together all day long. So when we took a break, we all took a break.
We would all hit invisible and then turn on Netflix and start whacking it.
Yep. Every and then time. Have to bomb it down later.
Yeah.
You know how many movies I started for a second when Netflix didn't have that, like, play from the beginning or anything like that?
You know how many times I forgot to click off invisible and would just start texting you and shit? What up, dude? You're online? Yeah.
Just jumped on. Yo, you're on Netflix still? what were we watching? I guess we're watching a movie now.
Even when you stop it, sometimes it would still show you as watching something. So if you click back on the line, dude. Oh, you're watching Ghost in the TV Bikini, huh?
PS4 needs to fix that shit. They still do that. Like, you won't be online, but you'll turn your PlayStation off. If you left a game on or the application open, it says you're still on the application. Or if you, like, just go to a different app on there and don't close it out, it still says you're on there. So there's been plenty of times I've hit people up like, hey, you want to play a game? They're not even fucking online. So I get all pissed off like, fuck you, dude.
I don't want to play with you either.
I'm glad it never got to that extent, though, to where they can show porn. Because I've thought about that, too. I was like, dude, if this shows that I'm on the internet browser on my PS4, like, come on. Who uses their internet browser for anything else besides porn?
If it shows what I'm watching on YouTube right now.
Oh, no, YouTube, I'm safe. I don't really look at anything that's like...
Well, it's because there's not real porn on
anymore. No, you have to go at breast exams.
Yeah. Fucking corn.
Yeah, who wants that?
Corn, why don't you just go to a rap video at that point?
I mean, I don't use YouTube for that. Nelly Hot here,
man. That one still goes.
That's one of those, shout out to those kids that want to watch porn. You see a titty.
See, that was back when MTV and VH1 were useful, too. You could just click on a fucking a good old rap video and whack it.
Oh, yeah. BET had that shit
down. Or that particular black and white Christina Aguilera video. Just after the fake titties before she got fat.
I think I still do.
Oh, fuck yeah. She just looks more and more chola. Uh-huh. I love it. There's something about a chunky chola, man.
Actually, dude, I caught myself watching MTV classic music videos the other day. Yeah. Weird, right? Hey, Eminem Without Me came on, okay? So I was like, right on.
Two Trailer Park Girls coming.
Yeah, they played that shit, dude. It was cool. Well, Pussycat Dolls, dude.
You want it.
Yeah, they died.
I know you do.
But they were, as I was watching the video, dude, I was like, This was came out when I was, what, 15?
Yeah, I 14. Jerked into that video.
Yeah, I jerked it to the buttons one.
Yeah. I wanted to push her buttons.
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, my button's already loose.
Mine's already been off.
Nope. Nah, they even played it. Well, yeah. But they were just there for that. Dude. They were just there for the fucking teenage boy and girl. The girl to fucking get all fucking...
Oh my god, I want to look like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the guy would be like, oh, I want something like that.
So that's how generations...
You know what I used to whack it to? Mexican music videos.
Yeah. Huge asses.
Oh, man. Reggaeton is the shit.
Oh, that's right. Se le gusta la gasolina.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yep. Thank you, Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
That was Daddy Yankee.
Looney Tunes.
Or Sean Paul.
Him too.
Wait.
Hey, dude, after that, Rihanna came in, okay?
I whacked it to her, too.
Uh-huh. Yep.
A few of her videos. Katy Perry?
Oh, yep. My God.
Video whack it. Paradise.
But that was when we were, like, 18, though.
I whacked it to the I Kissed the Girl thing just because of the lyrics.
Me, too.
You liked it. I like you.
Yeah, that's power right there. When she can make you whack it to her lyrics. I mean, it helps Taylor that she Swift had a pretty face. And no, she was exactly. Goddamn.
True.
That is true. But we never recognized that power. I don't think back then. But that is something. That is something. The lyrics gave us all boners.
Maybe that's why chicks get boners for, like, really good songwriters. Like, Clapton doesn't look that fucking special, but he got pussy out the yin-yang.
Well, he was also famous.
Elton John?
Yeah, he got ass out the fucking
yin-yang. Yeah. Look at Ed Sheeran, though.
He's ugly as fuck.
If you didn't famous singer... You just be like, what the fuck?
I would think it's a guy.
Is that Guillermo del Toro when he was in high school?
I would just think it's a kid working in Subway.
Is that what Jonathan Litvicky grew up to be?
Oh my god.
He is stunning.
He is an adult. Yes.
Dang. Everyone said he was ugly. Even Family Guy said he was like a platypus.
Dude, he's a fucking MMA trainer now.
Yeah, he's an angel. Dang.
Summer day. Alright, hashtag that gay was, for day was, for yeah. fucking Jonathan Litvicky.
Wow.
But yeah, like Ed Sheeran, beautiful. Women masturbate to his lyrics.
Yeah.
Shape of You? Yeah.
I only whack it to the one song of his.
The one from The Hobbit?
No. Although that is a really good song. That's very well sung. The other fucking popular one.
The newer one with the whole like.
No, the. Was that Thinking Out Loud? I think it's called.
Oh yeah,
Corn, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, Ed Sheeran makes good music. He might look like
you would know the music video probably. Corn. He's like dancing with a bitch the whole music video. It was all like real sexual, which I think led to the like even more sex appeal of the song. Every woman thought that she was that sexy woman.
Actually, there was that
I'm gonna play the song after the recording.
Old timey song that you just heard.
No, that old music video with Ricky Martin and Jennifer Love Hefferman or Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Living La Vida Loca.
No, was it? It was when he gets shot or some shit like that.
Was it Ricky Martin or Enrique Iglesias? Yeah. Enrique Iglesias.
Which one was it?
Ricky Hero.
It was the fucking I Can Be Your Hero, baby.
That's Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
Enrique, fucking,
okay, yeah, there it is.
You're fucking racist, Corn.
Hey, man, they all
not all your people.
The same, man.
Okay, one's pretty gay, and one could make me gay.
One is gay.
Yeah, Ricky Martin. Right.
Yeah.
And I would still go gay for Enrique Iglesias. I remember... he was on an episode of fucking... what was that? 2 and a Half Men. And he's still pretty fucking...
Yeah. Didn't he steal Charlie's bitch?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. He was on for more than one episode.
He was on How I Met Your Mother, too.
Stunning guy. That accent, Gabrielle. Too. That accent.
Fucked Robin.
He made it. That's the other unforgettable, like the unsung song from fucking Wild Wild West, Enrique Iglesias. Yeah. That was the one like that. That's because Selma Hayek was in it.
Yeah.
So racist.
They have to get something of Latin culture.
And Shakira wasn't around back then. If she was, nobody cared.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care anymore about her either.
I never cared for her music, but
I don't care for the body, dude. Yeah. Last thing I saw her on was fucking when I had Palladia. It was like one of the paloozas.
Oh yeah. She was singing that wolf song.
Yeah, She Wolf.
Yeah.
It just looked desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do her though.
I would too. I saw them. I remember the music. That was probably one of the last music videos I actually whacked it to, thinking about it. Yeah, she's in the cage and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She had some good butt shots in there. Mm-hmm. I'll give her that.
Yeah, even La Tortura, where when she was running, like rolling around in black ink or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That show was weird, but yeah.
Yeah. I remember they made it seem like that was way sexier than it was, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, she just... Okay, not really.
I don't know what our moms thought when we were watching those videos.
And how am I forgetting, like, fucking Beyonce, too?
Oh, Crazy in Love. That came on actually. Yeah, the other day I was watching MTV Classic. Yeah, and she pulled it off.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, I guess. Hormonal teens, man. I was on a bunch of hormones, man.
Oh, dude, come on.
When I saw that, yeah, dude, yeah.
You know a video I whacked it to? Fucking Outkast. I like the way you move. There were some hot bitches on there, man.
I liked it in Nicki Minaj's videos.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
I haven't whacked it to this Cardi B fella yet, though.
I can't. Because at that point, it's like you were just jacking off to a stripper. What the fuck?
Little Kim, dude? Anybody of you?
Yeah,
you guys did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, looking back, to a Missy Elliott video.
Yeah. She was skinny at one point. It wasn't
Missy I was whacking it to. It was the Trina, I think, was on the track. You know the one I'm talking about. The one that Ludacris was on back in the day with her.
School of Art or some shit. They were in the school.
I think so. I'm not positive, though.
I know what you're talking
about. I'm forgetting the song myself, to be honest.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was the Minuteman one.
Okay.
Break me up. Show me what you got.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song was cool. Shit.
Good God.
Yeah,
well, fucking A, we're about at an hour. Which, it's been a fun hour, actually. Quite a rabbit hole trip. Good to have Rookie back in the triangle again there. But yeah, follow us on social media. You know where to go. At JNT Podcast. Hit up the voicemail. I said the number earlier. Just rewind. Did you rewind? Okay, good. We're back on track. And any final additions?
Don't use hair as a condom.
That's nasty. And keep cheeses away from the vagina. Don't need more cheese down there. And be sure to check us out on Cave Crew Radio.
You put a fruit roll up down there, make sure you lick through.
Yes. And Trojan, get in contact with us. We need to hash out the details of this whole lime and hot Cheeto powder flavored condom.
What was the one that had flavored condoms that was in free healthcare clinics? What's the name of that one?
I don't know.
What was the one they used to give out at schools? Durex?
It wasn't Lifestyles.
Yeah. They had flavors for days in Lifestyles. Lifestyles, hit us up.
Lifestyles, hit us up. Any off? I just want to see an off, like another aftermarket fucking off-brand, up-and-coming condom brand.
I want to make one now called a Rhino Skin.
But it's actually not rhino.
No, it's not rhino at all. But it's kind of like rhino lining or anything like that, where people think rhinos are super tough. We're just gonna make this super like
holy fuck
durable, dick proof thing.
Dick proof.
Yeah. No dick can tear it. No dick can mess it up.
Wow.
Flavored like tahini.
Wow. I think that brings us to full circle there. So, yeah, hit us up next week. We may or may not have an episode. We might have to postpone for a side project. But who cares if we miss one week? We broke the streak a couple months ago or whatever. So it's all good. And if we miss a week, we'll be back the very fucking next week, because we, as a whole, have never missed fucking 2 weeks in a row. That's just weird. We might be dead if something like that happens. Check to make sure if we're okay. Call my mama. Yeah.
For mine, you're going to need a phone to heaven.
Oh, and be sure to... I said thanks, John Friggin Smith, at the beginning. Totally forgot to say to check out johnfrigginsmith.com and check out that song, Yours to Keep, and that whole album, Songs of the Great Collapse. Yeah.